This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Here the person, brothers asked me, a person who entered, bought a house by a river, they made it make that mistake before. People have different ways of looking at things. There's people who just decided to sell the house and return the money to the bank and whatever money that they have just to go and rent. That could be a strong level of iman. Person just does that. I know a person who owned a home, he found that riba is haram. And I even said to him, look, you could sell the house, do something. He just gave it to his brother. Said, you do whatever you want to do with it. I don't want nothing to do with it. Just rented the house, began to rent in the house. So some people have a high level of iman, they just give it up. But sometimes they have to be practical. So a person takes positive steps, try to pay off the debt, borrow money from family members, other people, pay off the riba, etc. Or try to sell the house eventually, pay the money back to the bank, and then just purchase another house or a cheaper house or live on rent. The most times why we Muslims are involved in riba is, what will people say? That's all we're worried about. That's it, isn't it? At the end of the day, that's what people say. Oh, so-and-so's got any. Rajyan kul 10 makan and chodhiyan kul 15 makan and tere kul kitne makan. That's all it is. You're going to take those houses with you in the grave? What are you going to do with those houses? Look what the Quran says about riba. No sin. Every single sin is mentioned inside the Quran. But inside the Quran talk about riba, it mentions that Allah and His Messenger have declared war. War on the person who takes riba, takes usury, takes interest. That's what Ibn Abbas in Tafsir he mentions. If he said to the person who takes riba, خُدْ سَلَاحَكْ, take your weapons and go and fight with Allah. Only a mad person would want to go and fight with Allah, isn't it? That's what even the Quran describes. الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّدُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسْ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ الْبَيْعُ riba. They say that business is like riba that they say. But the key moment here in the ayah inside Surah Al-Baqarah, I'm not mistaken, is they'll stand up as if they're dazed. There's some ulama tafsir, they mentioned that person sahibur who's taking riba in this dunya, look at them, they're always frantic, they don't know what they're doing. And most of these people involved in business, what is it? Buy one house, buy another house, remortgage loan. Is there any peace in their life? Do you ever see them enjoying their wealth? Do you ever find them being content? That's the punishment inside this dunya. And likewise inside the akhirah, what will happen to these individuals of taking riba that we find is evil sin that we find. So a person takes positive steps, a person has to humble himself, ask people for money, borrow money from their family members to pay it off, then let it be so. Because why? This is, the person is living in a state of sin, their house is in a state of sin, their whole environment is a state of sin, and we have to encourage our people to come out of this. There's nothing wrong in living on rent, or if you don't own your own house, there's nothing wrong with that. It's a mindset. It's a mindset that this environment has created, that you need to have your own property. Don't most of us in our village, back home in Pakistan, how do we live? Do we have a loan? Do we have a mortgage in a house? Mitti da kar, isn't it? It's only now, paise kamaka, vala tu diya ke makan banaya, villa banaya, isn't it? But before, where did we live? Mitti da makan, isn't it? We were happy, weren't we? Do pal di roti and khaniya, isn't it? Un lakha again. And what now? What have we got now in our life? Nothing. My dad used to say to me, you'll have big, big tables, and you know what? You'll have no peace in your life. Nobody will be sitting there. Nobody will be sitting there on your tables. Brotherly uppers, what is it? Fighting over what? Money, isn't it? Taking this possession, taking that possession, fighting brothers fighting amongst one another. Over what? What is it? Over money. Blood brothers. That's today we find out. All day long, we deal with cases. Not just outside family, blood brothers, over property. One brother, their father died, and the brothers weren't talking to one another. In the funeral of their father, they turned their backs to one another. Their father's dead body lying in front of them, in the whole masjid, they turned their backs to one another. Muslims in this country, Muslims. Imagine this, their father's dead, they turn their backs to one another. Their mum's there, one brother is going to give salam to his own mother, of source nikana. Over why? This. Money. Money's own mother. Doesn't want to do a source. Because why? He wants the money. This is how wretched we become. There we use a home, at least 20 pocket. We see, do you understand? Mapo the Izzet, isn't it? Only one little nickel we had in our pocket, we were happy. This is what this dunya does, isn't it? It leads to this splitting of brothers, families, homes, greed for money, greed for wealth. What are you going to do with this money? Stuff in your pocket, take it to the grave with you? What are you going to do with this money? How long are you going to live to enjoy this money? But this is our mindset, it's become. Because everybody around us, that's all that we live for. Even us individuals, say people of Sunnah, what do we live for? Money, money, money. That's it, all about money. Gaining the money, whether it's halal or haram. Isn't that's what it is? Isn't it? That's what it is. That's the truth, isn't it? Even the imam asked, he said something about it. The dodgy imam, I guess, had out. Because why people don't want to hear these things? That's the reality. The imam's job is like a doctor. When you go to your doctor, do you say to your doctor, to dodgy doctor? Or you listen to the doctor, isn't it? Doctor gives you advice. You take it. But the imam gives you advice. All day long, putra tu zyada galla na kariya kar. Takreer teri theek hai putra, lekin aa galla na chhediya kar. This is their mentality. So why did you send us to study then? Why did you send us then? So that we can come back, that we can just give you what you want to hear inside your life? That's not why we went there. We went there on the path of Allah, to preach the path of Allah. Because why? We're responsible in front of who? In front of Allah. Yes, you can advise us, you can correct us, you're our parents, you're in charge of us, we don't mind. But that which is haram and that which is wrong, is our duty to help one another to come away from these sins. So that's why the masjid need to become more active in advising people to stay away from haram. Because most masjids, unfortunately, they don't care how the money comes in the masjid, people selling haram, doing haram, involved in haram, businesses haram. These are challenges of living inside this country. Al-khamr, alcohol is haram. Not just drinking of it. Hadith inside Sahih Muslim, 10 things which are linked to alcohol. Many of our Muslims, what do? Fully licensed, off license, restaurant serving alcohol. What do they say? Nothing wrong with it. We're giving it to non-Muslims. It's non-Muslim country. Inna Allah idha harrama shay, harrama thamanuhu. If Allah makes something haram, makes the wealth of it to be haram as well. Makes the wealth of it to be haram as well. It's all haram. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Encourage one another in good things, not bad things. So we should encourage one another in staying away from that which is haram and help. The masjid role, the community's role should be to help people to come out of riba, come out of haram, the wealth that they have, purchase property, buy property, to help people to get on the property ladder, as they say, and to give it to them as a loan, interest-free loan, to help the society. It can be a good role. Or even the average Muslim can do that. But once again, it's because of greed. Because nobody doesn't want their money to be given to them at a later stage. Everybody wants instant profit. If I can sell my property and earn £50,000, why should I sell it to another brother and only not even earn £10,000 and wait 10 years for him to pay back the money to me? When I can just put it on the property market, earn £50,000, that's it, get another loan, get another mortgage, carry on my life, carry on my business. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to stay away from this evil sin.